my darling Nicholas. I listened to your very long rambling over again because I wanted to take notes. Don't make fun of me. Don't laugh. But there were so many questions and so many things I wanted to say in response to some of the things you said that I went back and listened to it again and wrote my thoughts as I went. Because it's fantastic. It's like a very interesting version of pen pals. Or maybe even a diary. I don't know. You kind of pour out your thoughts and your feelings and they're directed at a person, not an inanimate object. An inanimate object. Still sounds weird. Inanimate. I don't know. You ever do that? You say a word and it just doesn't sound right? Like you're not saying it right. Something's not right about it. But you can't pinpoint what it is. Oh well. Anyway. I am sitting in the middle of my bed. And, well, my family's all home. They're just in other rooms. I like yourself. I'm married. It's far from perfect. I married a man 16 years older than myself. And, at the time, I was in my late 20s and ready to settle down, and he had all of that. He was settled, he had life all figured out. So, don't get me wrong. We are not bitter or angry. That passion for life and excitement and kind of cooled to dull embers, and for me, it's still blazing. I want to go out and see the world and have adventures and see things. He doesn't. I want to experience fiery passion. He's content with the same sexual position for 10 years. So, he's not a man of words. Or romance. He's good to me. Where am I going on complaining? Yours seems like a very... What happened? I don't understand. No physical touch at all? Did something happen? I don't understand how that happens. Live in the same house? Do you sleep in the same room? I don't know. Huh. My heart goes out to you there, darling, because I could not sort... I just can't fathom that kind of relationship. I can see why you're lonely. My question is, why do you stay? Why does she stay? Why does a marriage like that go on? Probably contentment, children. Sometimes it's easier just to stay. I'm sure you can hear random talking and yelling in the background because there's people in my house. There's a fan going because it's rather warm here. We have had the strangest winter. It has been way too mild. I only needed a heavy coat a few days all winter, which doesn't bode good for the summer. It means it's going to be a hot. I'm filled with insects. That will not be fun. It gets hot. I don't know how hot it gets there, but here in Oklahoma, it can get very hot and humid. You know, 106 degrees with humidity. Feels like you're trying to breathe pea soup. It's terrible. I like the spring. I'm a spring baby. I was born in March. I am an Aries, but I am so close to that Aries-Pisces line that I tend to kind of have a bit of both of the characteristics, kind of a mild Aries. I still have the passions for life, and I do have angry flares, just not often. But when I do, my goodness, they're ugly. But they're not often. It takes a whole lot. Like I told you before, I'm pretty passive as far as things go. I've always kind of put myself in the other person's shoes and thought, well, you know, would I have done it on purpose? Would that have been an accident? Would I feel bad for that? But I want someone screaming at me for that. So, that tends to calm my outbursts quite a bit. My mother always said I had an old soul. Called me her hippie child. I mean, to the point where her ringtone on her phone, her ringtone for me is Puff the Magic Dragon. I don't smoke pot. I don't understand why she does that. She's so fun. I love my mom. We're very close. My dad and I never really got each other. And now, even less so. He's in prison now. Yep, not something I share with many folks. So, there you go. And I'm his executor. As the oldest child, I take care of everything, and I'm the one that gets the letters whining that he needs money, or come visit him, or, you know. He found God in jail. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing wrong with religion. I think that I believe in a higher power. What it is, I'm not sure, honestly, but I know there's something. But not to the point where I feel like I should shove it in everybody's throats and say, hey, believe what I believe or there's something wrong with you. Yeah. Anyway, what's I rambling about? Oh, let's see. I'm going through my list because I've kind of addressed a few of them inadvertently. Let's see. Travel. Oh, right. You asked me about if Americans travel in our own country at all anymore. Well, we do. Sad to say, we probably have not trailed from the mentality that you saw before. It's very much, oh, in my state, like I said, in Oklahoma. I think because the U.S. is so big that We have to marginalize ourselves down to smaller areas. I don't know. I do like to travel. I haven't had the opportunities in my life to travel as much as I'd like. I've never been out of the States. I've been all across the south part of the States. I've gone, driven across to Florida, down to Orlando. And I've gone, I drove up to Ohio last summer for a big SCA event. That was an adventure that I really enjoyed with my best friend. And then I've driven out to California multiple times because I have family out there and my in-laws are all out in Los Angeles. The weather there is fantastic. Oh my gosh. So temperate. I love it. But not as much as I'd like to have traveled. I haven't been up to New York or anything like that, although someday I would like to. I have bigger aspirations of traveling to Europe, though. That's terrible, I guess. I want to see England. I want to see Scotland. I want to visit Ireland. My heritage, my family background, there's a large Irish influence. There's a lot of Irish in us, and some Scots, and of course a lot of English too. My mom always joked and said we were high in 57 because we're a little bit of everything, but. Spain. That sounds exciting. I think that I was... how do I even describe? When you told me the story about you going to Spain with your father, I was entranced. Oh, you have a talent for storytelling. I want to go there and see it. See this place that my darling Nicholas is named after. A name is something important, isn't it? There is power in names. I believe that. I was named after my grandmother, my great-grandmother, actually, Virginia. We called her Ginny. My mother named me Jennifer. Which, in the 80s, because I was born in 81, was an extremely popular female name. It's a very generic name. For years, I thought, oh, I want to change my name to something else. It's so generic, I want to be... something more. But I've found, at my age, I found a pretty comfortable sense of self and maturity at this point. A comfort with myself that I wish I had when I was young. Man, I would have been unstoppable. Don't get me wrong, I'm human. I certainly have insecurities. But I'm more comfortable with myself than I've ever been. And I am my name. It is part of who I am. I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, maybe, you know, except for the occasional Roche or Rose. That's my name in the society, by the way. It is a late 15th century Irish name. And we all pick a persona, a person to base our personal appearance and things off of. It's Sorry, I had to pause. Sometimes people just randomly walk in my room. Anyway, in the society, we all pick a name based off of, you know, a culture that we're interested in, and we kind of build this identity. We research the clothes and the cultures and the languages and the religions and the, you know, the everything. Not that you have to stick to just the one. I'm all over the place with my research. I like lots of different things. But, I chose Irish because it's my family. I am from the Duns. And so I base my persona off of them. And so there you go. So I very easily answer to Roish or Rose. And then, of course, yeah. Ginny is probably my preferred, or Jen. Lots of people call me Jen. I think there's a power in how we identify our names. Can I just say, your name is very fitting. Saint of Children, the teacher. I know that irony is not lost on you. I like it. So fitting. Let's see. Favorite recipes. Oh my goodness. I am not much of a cook. I tend to have, well, a similar cooking style to you, where I just throw everything in the pot and see what sticks. I get a little experimental, and my family's not always appreciated that. I do love to bake, though. That is something that I shine. And that's fun. Baking. Decorating beautiful cakes that taste good. So it doesn't taste good, then you might as well make it out of clay. I am a huge fan of Mexican food, or Tex-Mex, because I grew up in Texas. It's more Tex-Mex than Mexican, because real Mexican food tends to be a little grosser than I like. Things like lengua, tongue. Who eats cow tongue? Ugh. Anyway, my husband is Hispanic. He eats cow tongue. It's disgusting. I do not. I think it's ugh. I do like roast. Oh, when you were telling me what you're cooking, I was like, oh, that sounds fantastic. Except for the pudding part. I never experienced the pudding. And I was a little confused. You put onion gravy on pudding? Did I hear that right? Or maybe I misunderstood you. I love onion gravy, by the way. But that's something I'm a little confused on. You'll have to explain that one to me. Let's see. Oh, the rapier thing. You were talking about the fencing. My group, they call it the hobby of hobbies, because there's an unnameable amount of hobbies that go along with it. Because if it was something being done during the medieval time period, there's somebody in this group that does it. Fencing is a big thing in this area. Not much of a fencer. I do more archery. And I'm currently working on my own set of armor. Because I want to get into combat archery, and I have to have armor to do so. Because, you know, safety. Gotta be protected. Here in Oklahoma, we do not wear full suits of armor because it would be horrible. It gets too hot. We'd have roasted man in a can. Nobody wants that. So we have pared that down quite a bit. Mostly just the breastplates, the arm and shoulder joint protections, kidney, your head. You know, they do wear, you know, the helms, which I think is probably the most expensive part, which I haven't decided which style I like, but again, it's a research thing. But yeah, there's that. I adored your story about an experience with American football. Here in America, we take football way too seriously. And I have no doubt that you were plowed when you said that you missed the kick. Well, I don't know if you missed the kick. It just wasn't as fantastical as you liked it to have been. I knew that was coming. I knew you were going to get plowed. It's terrible. I'm not a huge football fan myself. Don't get me wrong. I don't really care for it so much. I'm not really into sports. I enjoy baseball. We have season tickets to a local sports team here that we go to in Oklahoma City. We call it the city because it's Oklahoma City. You're in Oklahoma. It's about an hour away. So we go up there often. My sister lives up there. We go and stay with her. And it's the big metropolitan area. I live in a fairly small town. It's not tiny, but it's not real big either. And I like it that way. It's kind of where I fit in. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 11 years. I've done a lot of different things in the nursing field. Mostly, I think most of my experience is probably geriatric and hospice. It's a strange thing to explain to people, but there is a certain amount of fulfillment when you know that you help someone have a dignified, peaceful death. There's no feeling, there's no words quite explain that feeling. It's a beautiful thing. I don't know. Sounds weird. I know, it's hard for people to understand that. I'm not morbid. I'm not crazy like that, but I don't know. Currently, I work in doctor's offices. I float around wherever there's a group, managing group that I work for, and anytime someone's shorthanded, I get pulled to whatever office, you know. Birth, gynecology, general practice, urology, orthopedics, all over. Anyway, I'm rambling about that. Most people get pretty bored with the whole nursing thing. Starts to, I see their eyes glaze over. You said you danced. I, just when I think you couldn't impress me more. That is fantastic. Oh, I wish I could have seen you dance. I used to love watching, the ballroom dancing competitions on TV, things like that. Those were always so fun. I don't really watch so much of Dancing with the Stars. I watch it occasionally. It's too reality show for me. I really don't like reality shows. I think they are the worst thing ever invented. People being famous for their drama and not their talent. That's terrible. I just, pet peeve. I did sense something, though. And you kind of said you hadn't danced in years. It was kind of a sad note. You kind of left off. There was more you wanted to say. And, you know, you can tell me to fuck off or whatever. You don't have to answer, but I have to wonder. When you said something about when you and this girl that you were previously in a relationship with, you said it was the second time that you'd lost love. I have to wonder if the first time had something to do with dancing. Was she your dance partner? Or was there something else? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. I just wonder. Why are you telling me this? Well, I think I hit on that a little bit earlier. That whole, sometimes we have to get it all out. That's easier than writing it down in a diary and actually sending it to someone. I'm easy to talk to. I don't know. I feel like, in a way, we're kind of kindred spirits. We kind of get some of the things. Although I don't get some of the things, I can't imagine how horrible that would be. But, I don't know, the romanticism, the you're well-read, intelligent. I adore art. I don't have anybody to do those things with me. You can walk around and just walk around an art gallery and just take it in. That would be fantastic. Romeo castles and cathedrals and churches. Oh my God, I would love that. I do that around here. Go down to Texas and we check out the old missions and churches. You gotta understand, here in America, our buildings aren't that old. Kind of lacks luster next to castles. That would be amazing. I adore the theater. I was in the theater group in high school. Now, mind you, I went to a really, really super small high school in Texas. So small, there was 47 people in my graduating class. Yeah. So, imagine that everybody had to do everything, or there wouldn't be any of these clubs or things. They just let anybody in. I wasn't particularly good at it, but I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed going to the theater more than being in the theater. I still do. I have some friends. They're in a local theater group. I love going to see it. Sorry. My friends are in a local acting group. They produce plays and little, you know, basement theater. I love going to see their plays. I'm a avid supporter of their theater. I say theater, they don't actually have a theater there, wherever they can rent space. God, what I wouldn't give to go to Shakespeare Theater. Now I know the original Globe is no longer standing, but God, that'd be amazing. I am so jealous. So jealous of that fact. But I wouldn't give for that. When he started name dropping. Sad that I recognize those names. I don't know. I don't know that every American would, but a lot of us. Okay, kind of back. I admire him. I'm not a huge fan of his. But he's okay. I admire him. My sister is a huge fan of his. But when you said David Tennant, I about lost it. I love him. Oh my god, he is my favorite doctor. Favorite doctor. I like them all. Well, I say all. I can't really pretend like I like them all because I don't know them all. I am of the new generation of doctors. I haven't gotten around to watching the old series. Which I really feel like I should to give it true fairness. But of the new doctors, David Tennant is my favorite. Of course, I love David Tennant, so I've kind of gotten to where I tried to find things that he's acted in that I can watch. Although, Upchurch, I had a hard time getting into Upchurch. I think because I need to start from the beginning and I keep catching it in weird places. I catch it on, we have this channel here through my cable. It's called BBC America. And it's this weird mashup of BBC and some American shows. Like, it'll have, like Doctor Who marathons or Top Gear. A different variety of British programming plays on there from the BBC. But then they throw in things like Rambo. I'm like, how does Rambo fit into the BBC? We can watch Rambo on any channel here. I do have, I got interrupted mid-tirade about Rambo, which is, in my opinion, one of the dumbest movies ever made. Probably the original is not dumb, but the series is dumb. There's too many of them. I have always had a very strange addiction to British television, even as a kid. We have this PBS, Public Broadcasting Television, here in the States. I don't know if you know what that is out there, but anyway, it's a channel here. It's about educational television and enrichment and the arts and things like that. Public television. When I was a kid, they used to play old reruns of British shows. I got addicted to things like Red Dwarf. Loved that show. Still do. Keeping Up Appearances. Are You Being Served? Upstairs, Downstairs. I can't remember. There's a few others. But anyways, I used to watch those. The Vicar of Dibley. I think I watched that more as an adult. I don't know that I would have gotten it as a kid. Although I didn't really get a lot of the jokes as a kid. Watching them now, I'm like, oh, that's funny. I don't think I got that as a kid. But I was addicted to them anyway. And as an adult, Doctor Who, obviously. And Downton Abbey. Oh, God, I love that. I was sad when that series ended. Terrible. The ending was beautiful, though. I think that they did a really great job of wrapping everything up in a nice, neat bow without feeling contrived. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I just finished watching Called Midwife. That's a good series. Anyway, bit of an addiction to those Brits, let me tell you. I think that's probably what started in the beginning. When I first started on there, it was just listening to lots of different audios and like, ooh, I like that, oh, I like that. I didn't really comment on people's things or follow any certain people. Just kind of listened all over, and then I became a little more discerning and found that certain voices I didn't like. They irritated me, something didn't strike well. But there never were some that did. Like yours. It struck very well with me. Obviously the accent. Ugh, I have a terrible addiction for accents. My favorite would be, obviously, English. Irish and Scottish. See, there's something about those three countries that really... I like Hispanic accents, but I don't like it so much because they mispronounce things so awkwardly that it's because, I don't know, they just don't mesh well. When they're speaking their native language, it's beautiful, but when they're trying to speak English, it's distracting. I think the tone, the depth, and the accent, and the inflection. There is true performance in it, and I think that I had heard several of your things in the past, and I didn't realize that's what it was until I was, until I had become a follower and went back through old recordings and thought, oh my gosh, I've heard this before. I know this one. Oh my gosh. So, I found longer than I knew. I think it was that drew me to begin with. And then the poetry. That romantic in me is addicted to the poetry. It's very good poetry. It's layers, peeling back layers. First it was the accent, the tone, then it was getting drawn in by the performance of it, then when I found your poetry, and then little pieces, stories that make up a man, started coming. It's like being a fan of anything. You become a fan of an actor or a playwright or writer, novelist, poet, singer, anything, a person that you became a fan of for their talent, and you are driven to know more. And it's been a fantastic thing. The more I get to know, the more I like. Because sometimes you find out more, and you're like, I'm disappointed. I built this up in my head, and the reality of this person is not what I thought, and it's disappointing. That's not the case in this fact at all. I think the more I hear, the more drawn in I become. And I'm certainly drawn in. I don't know if that answers the why. But it, in my mind. I keep pausing because family. My husband just walked in the room and I suddenly paused the phone and flipped over the notebook and he's like, "What are you hiding?" I was like, "I am working on a project." Because I'm always working on projects. He's finally given up asking further detail because honestly, I think it's just doesn't care. Because I have so many projects that I could go on for hours just about the projects I have going on. I find it fascinating. Every layer I peel back is a new beautiful thing. I want to know more. I want to hear more stories. Oh, you're a fabulous storyteller. You're not ordinary. Not to me, I think. But the things that you find mundane about yourself are fascinating to me. You know, some of it's cultural differences, you know, that I find completely fascinating. The things that your family's been through, the things that you've been through, are amazing. I want to hear about the spy situation. What were you doing to be mistaken for a spy? Please tell me. That's the story I want to hear. From that beginning, you tell me the story about your aunt. It was beautiful and sad, and I'm just thinking, why haven't you written a book about this? I think you could write a book about your life, and I would read it. I would devour it. I think I'm luckier, though. I get it in installments, in your own voice, with your own meanings. It's even better. That beautiful story you told me about the two birds. I loved it so much. I shared it with a friend. And my friend said, "Oh, you should tell that story in the Bardic competition." Because that's one of the avenues of things that you can do in my group is Bardic singing, storytelling, entertaining. It's all considered in the talents of a bard. I am certainly no bard. I have no Bardic talent. But my friend says, "Oh, you should tell that as a story, as a bard." I'm like, no. Nicholas would make a fantastic bard. He would. The way you tell the stories, oh, they're captivating. I want to hear more of them. Well, I probably need to draw this one to an end. But I look forward to more soon. It's funny, I talk to you in my head all day long, lately, thinking of what I want to say in the next recording. Most of the time it never makes it past my head. But there's kind of a niceness to it, saying it in my head. Giving me that release of rambling whatever and sending it off to someone. So why are you? Because you let me. Why me? I'm sure you've gotten tons of me messages. You have tons of fans. Here I am. Sure, you'll get this in the morning as you're getting ready for your day. So, have a fabulous day. Or if you happen to get it in the hours of the night, which I don't see that happening because I think it's like something crazy like 1 or 2 in the morning there. Anyway. Have a good day. I hope to hear from you soon.